Sokala Duma Radio. Sport Pesa is here. Use your phone, put your disky knowledge to the test and score. Register now at www.sportpesa.co.za and join coach Doc Kumalo by getting in the game. Register, deposit, play. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Sport Pesa Pty Ltd is licensed and regulated by the Western Cape Gambling Board. No persons under the age of 18 are permitted to gamble. National Responsible Gambling Program 0800 006 008. All events are fixed odds betting games.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Hey, it's that time again, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Sit Down with Doc, brought to you by Sport Pesa. My guest is football legend and Sport Pesa ambassador, Dr. Kumalo. We'll discuss a hot topic and we'll give you a fixture prediction. Having left Kaizer Chiefs to join his childhood team, Mamelodi Sundowns, a lot was expected from George Lebese. The player has now fallen down the pecking order at Mamelodi Sundowns, and the club is resigned to the fact that they will have to let him go. Dr. Kumalo once coached George at Chiefs, so let's hear him evaluate the player's options.
Radio.
Before we get into it though, don't forget to visit www.sportpesa.co.za and enjoy some gaming fun with great odds on offer. Enjoy this episode. One of the stories of the transfer window is the story of George Lebese. He left Kaizer Chiefs to go to his childhood team, Mamelodi Sundowns, and things did not work out there. We are not speculating when we say that he will probably leave, because Sundowns have been open by saying that they are looking for a place for him in order for him to get game time. Let's look at his options and look at his time at Sundowns. Where do you think it went wrong, and where does it need to go?
Player acquisition in South Africa are one thing. We don't seem to have a plan or a vision of acquiring players. At some stage, we just add numbers because there are players out there to add numbers. A player needs to be brought, or a player needs to be bought, because there is a need for him for that particular position.
Mm.
And he cannot be isolated. And when we look at George Lebese, we're not just talking of an ordinary player. We're talking about a young star that emerged from nowhere and became one of the good players in South Africa. When Sundowns bought George, I thought they had a vision, they had an idea of where are they going to use him, how are they going to use him, and why they wanted him. But only to find that that's not the case. Because now it defeats the purpose of getting the player and then say, no, it didn't work. So that means you didn't do your homework to make sure that this particular player is a Sundowns player, because we are having this culture or we're having this style of play. So they just bought because he was out there in the market. And what does he do? Already it cripples the career of the poor player, because he thought he was coming into a team to gain game time. Yes, of course, he has to fight for his position. But what it has been said, it justifies that the player was just bought just to add numbers, or probably just for him to be at Sundowns. For which reason? For which particular reason? I'm not too sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because how do you obtain a signature of an individual 2 years later down the drain, and then you come and tell us that, no, it couldn't work? That should have been done by the scout, by proper assessing the player to say, is this the property of Sundowns, or is this the player that we think is for us? And this is not all about Sundowns only. It happens all over in South Africa. Even the NFT is the very same thing. Player acquisition, it's not based on what the club needs, the needs of the club. It's not based on how is the team playing, the culture, the style of the team. It's just player acquisition. At some stage, Kaizer Chiefs released 11 players. It has never happened in the history of Kaizer Chiefs. So what does that tell you? It tells you the players that they acquired were not the right material for the team.
Mm. And now let's look at his options. One of the things that were mentioned in the Sokala Duma edition a few weeks back was that SuperSport United are a possibility, because Sundowns would like to have Thabo Mnyamane. That's a story or a rumor that is out there. Where else would you see him go, or would you, as Dr. Khumalo, like to see him go or fit in? Which team would fit in? Would he go back to Chiefs, go to Pirates, SuperSport, Bidvest? Where do you see him going?
Look, at the end of the day, it's all about George. And I've worked with this boy. I know what kind of a character George is. There is no way George can go to a team that is not going to monitor or persuade him to up his game. George is this type of a player that I once used to be. You know, he's so much talented, and I'm not saying he's lazy, but there are certain types of players that always you need to push them in order for them to give you maximum performance. And George cannot afford to go to a team that is struggling, because him himself, he will drop to that level. But George is the type of a player that if you put him into a team that is competing, he will give you the best of George Libisi. This is how I know George Libisi. But with him, time will tell, and probably I will say teams that are really competing, because there are teams that are just earning numbers in the PSL. Mm. I'm not talking about something that I didn't see or any of the supporters didn't see. Whether they are in, out of the PSL, relegated up, or whether they get a trophy, or what, it doesn't matter. For them to be campaigning in the PSL is the most important thing that counts for them. So, you know, George doesn't need that kind of a team. He needs a team that competes.
All right. As you said, only time will tell as to which team he will join. And then Orlando Pirates in the CAF Champions League are taking on Esperance at Orlando Stadium on the 2nd of February. Orlando Pirates taking on Esperance de Tunis on the 2nd of February.
A very tough encounter for Orlando Pirates, but they're playing at home. Obviously, they have an advantage of there. The only thing that probably might fall the game is the norm of this Esperanza, all these teams, Zamalek, Egyptian teams. You know, when the going gets tough, they fake injuries, they waste time, they do all this funny. I don't understand where now the FIFA fair play comes in. But it's going to be a difficult encounter. But I think Pirates can manage to win it at 1-0. Because Esperanza, what they do, they want to play in a... they probably will apply a reinforced defense. This is what they try to do always when they play away at home. This is what I've seen when they play away at home. Mm. But probably Sundowns, I mean Pirates, will edge them 1-0.
Orlando Pirates winning 1-0 to Esperance.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Thank you very much for listening. Remember to game responsibly. Catch us next week for another edition of The Sit Down with Dog, brought to you by SportPesa.
Sokala Duma Radio.
Sokala Duma Radio.